हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. ओके, सो यस्टरडे वी सॉ द पास्ट टेंस ऑफ निमाई, राइट. निमाई वृंदावन दास ठाकुर, हु इज ऑथर ऑफ चैतन्य भागवत, ही सेज दैट निमाई यूज टू प्ले सो मेनी गेम्स विथ ऑल ऑफ हिज फ्रेंड्स दैट इवन इन द हिस्ट्री वॉट एवर गेम्स में बी इन्वेंटेड ऑल दो मोर देन दोज गेम्स निमाई यूज टू प्ले. सो वन ऑफ द गेम्स निमाई यूज टू प्ले इज वॉट that they used to race, they used to have a race to walk to Ganga, towards Ganga. They used to run to Ganga, and while running you have to count the footprints of the birds. You follow? The birds' footprints that you should calculate when you run towards Ganga. That was one of the games. Another game was called Harinam game. In that Harinam game, what Nimai would do, he would stand in the center of all of his friends, and he would chant, he would raise his hands and chant, Hari, Hari.
Hari, Hari, Hari.
Yeah, and when he would do that, all of his friends, they would also raise their hands and all would chant,
Hari, 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 Hari.
And they all would start dancing. It was like this picture in Vrindavan. Krishna used to sit in the center and all of his friends would sit around him. So he would appear like a lotus flower in the center, Krishna, and all over his friends. So like this Nimai used to do. And seeing these boys dancing so happily, some Brahmanas would come, who were very educated, very qualified Brahmanas. They would come, they would see them dancing, even they would join them. That. And they also would start chanting,
Hari,
Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari. And Nimai would go on dancing, listening to this. And seeing this Brahmanas, some more visitors who would come to Navadvip, they all would see what is happening. Even they would come and join. And all would chant,
Hari, 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 Hari.
So everybody would join like this and they would dance like mad people. So at that time, Sachi Mata came running from there and she stopped everyone. She said, what is this? You people are behaving like this. So this way, Nimai was doing pastimes. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Yes!
Nimai was very mischievous. Very mischievous. And his elder brother, Vishwaroop, he was exactly opposite. He was very grave and very serious. He would not like materialistic people who would not decorate their lips with the name of Lord Krishna. Okay? He would not like those materialistic, to even see those materialistic people. He would not, if he would see anyone not taking the names of Krishna, not decorating their lips, he would say decorating their lips with the names of Krishna, he would not even look at them. That is why early in the morning he would go and take a bath in Ganga when nobody was there. And then he would come, he would worship Lord Vishnu, and then he would go to Advaita Acharya's house. Do you remember Advaita Acharya? He would go to Advaita Acharya's house. And why? Because the whole day in Advaita Acharya's house, they would only discuss Krishna Katha. They would only talk about Krishna. They would not talk about anything else other than Krishna. So he would go to Advaita Acharya's house. And after that, in the afternoon, Sachi Mata, she would, after she finishes cooking, she would offer it. So she would, after that, she would offer the prasad to Krishna, and then she would tell Vishwambar that you go and call your brother. So then Nimai, he would go running to that place where they would tell the katha, and he would catch hold of the dhoti of Vishwaroop, and he would say, Mataji has called you, come, we'll go and take prasad. So then everyone was engaged in chanting the names of Krishna, but the moment they saw Nimai, they saw he is so beautiful. So then they would look at Nimai, and Nimai would take the dhoti of his brother, he would catch hold of his hand, he'd say, come, we'll go and take prasad, Sachi Mata is calling us. So then they all would be looking only at Nimai. So beautiful he is looking. Then Vishwaroop would go, he would take prasad, again after that he would worship Lord Vishnu, then again he would go to Advaita Acharya's house, and in the night also he will come, he will worship Lord Vishnu and go to sleep. The whole day he would do nothing other than worshipping the Lord. So then one day Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra thought that maybe we should get them married. Then only he will stay at home. But the moment Vishwaroop heard that they are going to marry me, that night he decided that I am going to leave the house. So in midnight he left the house and he went and he took sannyas. And his name came to be known as Shankararanya. So he became a sannyasi of the name called Shankararanya. Vishwaroop left the house. And the moment Sachi Mata, Jagannath Mishra and Nimai came to know about this, they all fainted. Nimai especially, he loved his brother. He fainted. And then now he got up and now he stopped playing all the games. He became very serious. He started studying the books. He started reading the books more seriously. Then Nimai, he used to, the parents, they had tears in their eyes all the time. And Nimai used to wipe the tears and he used to say, "Don't worry, I'll take care of you." He used to try to console them. And all the devotees, Advaita Acharya and all of them, they all became very sad that Vishwaroop took sannyas. So all of them thought that even we will follow in the footsteps of Vishwaroop, even we'll go to the forest, even we don't want to see these materialistic people who are not taking names of Krishna, who are involved all the time seeing TV, cartoon and seeing all cricket and all these things. I'm fed up of all these people. Let us go and take the names of Krishna. Let us go to the forest and 24 hours only take the names of the Lord. But then Advaita Acharya said, "No, the Lord, the Supreme Lord has taken incarnation here. He is going to start the Sankirtan movement. So that is why let us stay here and let us wait for that." And that time Vishwambar came there. And Advaita Acharya said, "How did you come here?" So he said, "Because you called me, so I came here." Because he was the Supreme Lord who had come to start the Sankirtan movement. And then actually Vishwaroop would recite the scriptures so nicely that everyone would hear it very nicely. Everyone would love when he would recite the prayers. So then this is how Vishwaroop took sannyas. And then one day what happened, all the people told Jagannath Mishra, "You are so fortunate that your son has become sannyasi, because if child becomes sannyasi in one house, all the ancestors, means all the forefathers, everybody are blessed." So then Jagannath Mishra was feeling okay, but still he used to cry whenever he used to remember Vishwaroop. And then one day what happened, when Nimai was there, at that time somebody came and gave him betel nuts. And he took those betel nuts and went to sleep. He had a very beautiful dream. In that dream, he fainted in the dream. So then Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, they got Ganga gel, they sprinkled on him and they woke him up. And then he woke up, then he said, "I had a very beautiful dream. What did you see in the dream?" "I saw Vishwaroop in sannyasi garments and he caught hold of my hand and he said, 'Come Vishwambar, come, you also join me, you also take sannyas.'" And then Vishwambar said, "Then who will take care of Sachi Mata? Who will take care of Jagannath Mishra? I will become a grahastha and I will take care of them." So then Vishwaroop said, okay, "I'll give you all my blessings. You take care of my parents." And he said, "Please offer my obeisances to Sachi Mata." So this way, he told to the parents that, "Don't worry, I will not take sannyas." But Jagannath Mishra, he saw that Nimai is becoming so serious in his studies. And everybody used to tell him that, "What if Vishwaroop goes, what is the matter? Nimai is there, no?" So then he raised to feel better. But then Jagannath Mishra thought, even if Nimai will start reading the scriptures, then what will happen? Even he will leave all the material attachments. And he will also take sannyas, then he will leave us. There will be no one to be with, and I don't want to leave Nimai. So he said, from today, Nimai, should not go to school. Stop all your studies. If our fathers will tell us, we'll feel so happy. Isn't it? But Nimai, he felt very sad. Sachi mother got angry. She said, what is this? If Nimai doesn't go to school and if he will not be educated tomorrow, then how he will get married? Who will give wife for him? And so then Jagannath Mishra said, if it is Krishna's plan, if it's Krishna's mercy, he will definitely get a wife. Why are you worried? And it was Jagannath Mishra's order. From today, Nimai will not go to school. And whatever he wants to do, let him do. And then now Nimai became more restless, more mischievous. And what he would do along with his friends? In the night, there were banana plantations nearby. So he would go with his friends. They would cover themselves with white blanket. They would look like bulls. They would go and they would they would shake all the trees, so all the bananas will fall down. And then the owner of that place, he would come running and say, hi, what is this? What is happening? So then Nimai, what he would do? He would run away with his friends. Like this he would do. And in the midnight, you know what he would do? He would go with his friends and all the houses, he would go and put the latch outside. So that they will not be able to come out. He will put all the windows, he will put the latches, he will put everywhere and they will not be. And in those days, bathrooms were not inside the house. So if you have to pass, you have to go outside. Now in the midnight, if anyone wants to go out, they couldn't go out because of this. So they would keep screaming, please open the door, because you have to go urgently. But then no one would open the door. So like this, Nimai was doing, his pranks became more, he used to do more mischief like this. And one day, Jagannath Mishra had to go outside. So that day what happened, Sachi Mata, Nimai, what he did, there were many pots, earthen pots. And those pots were used for cooking for Lord Vishnu. And in those days, they didn't have gas. They had wood and coal. So because of that, what would happen? All that black soot was there under the pots. So Nimai went and sat on top of those pots. And because he was sitting on those pots, which had become black after cooking, so all that black marks came on his golden skin. So he became, many spots of black marks were there on Nimai. So then Sachi Mata came running and said, all the people went and complained to Sachi Mata. See, he is going and sitting on top of the pots. So then Sachi Mata came running. She said, Nimai, what is this? You don't understand. This is so dirty. You will become filthy. Nimai said, how will I know whether I am dirty? Or if you don't send me to school, how will I know what is dirty and what is clean? So then Sachi Mata called. All the neighbors came there. What is the problem that Nimai is sitting on top of the pots? So then Nimai said that only if you send me to school, then only I will come down. All the neighbors said, what parents you are, our children, we have to push them to go to school and your child is telling he wants to go to school. Who told you like this that he should not go to school? And then not only that, at that time, Nimai sitting on the top of the pots, he showed a very beautiful form. He showed a form of Dattatreya. That is one of the forms of the Lord as the son of Atri Muni and Anusuya. So that form he showed there and he spoke some knowledge, but no one understood at that time. And then again he took back form of Nimai and Sachi Mata went running on top. She bought Nimai, she gave him a good bath and she decorated him. And in the evening when Jagannath Mishra came, she told him what happened in the morning. And then all the people came and told Jagannath Mishra, please ask him to join school. Because even if it is Krishna's plan, that even if he is educated, he will stay with you. Don't worry, he will not take sannyas. Then Jagannath Mishra agreed to all of them and then Nimai started going to school. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Yes.
Now after this we will see what happened tomorrow.